anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we'll invite you on over to our website as well at freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy the various features that we give to you over at freetalklive.com. And those include a whole lot of archives, various different ways for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and you actually get to control the content of the site itself by going to freetalklive.com. You can submit whatever you want, whatever link to something online you think is useful or interesting or fun or whatever, and other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted on me to the top and the front page of the website. So go and see and interact for free at freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything, but for those of you just tuning in, we started the show out by talking with Michelle Seven, who was down at Occupy Wall Street over the last few days. Of course, the big news today, well, from what I understand, if you're watching the major news organizations, you won't know it's big news, but for us on this show, big news today is that Occupy Wall Street had a crackdown occur this morning, much like the crackdown that occurred yesterday morning, early morning hours at Occupy Oakland. This basically the same thing happened at New York City, at Wall Street's Occupy, and they brought in something like 1,000 cops, made a couple hundred arrests, and basically cleaned out the entirety of Zuccotti Park. And Derek, you had said that you are ready to go. Coming up here in a couple of days, at Wall Street, they are planning on shutting down Wall Street. Now, I'm not sure how successful they're going to be, but the idea is they're going to have what they call a block party or some sort of a street carnival that will essentially be taking place on Wall Street. Now, of course, to my understanding, they've actually shut down Wall Street. The last we heard from somebody was that they'd shut down Wall Street and were checking identification to let people in and out of there in the first place. So how easy it will be or how difficult for them to actually physically occupy the space known as Wall Street, I don't know.
Sounds like they already have shut down Wall Street, though.
Meaning the government people, the business security
if Occupy Wall Street's goal was to shut down Wall Street, they've shut down Wall Street.
Well, no. What their goal is to stop people from going to business on Wall Street. So they've shut it down to the average person, meaning the government people and the security agents have shut it down to the average person, as I understand it. But now the Occupy protesters would like to occupy Wall Street physically and prevent people from doing business there.
Right, I think that would be great. There is definitely room to grow. From what I've seen in Zuccotti Park, the police have these metal bars that are preventing people from going, like, to the buildings where people are working. So you'll see the people who work on Wall Street just walk out of the buildings, have their cigarettes out on the porch or whatever, and, mm-hmm. and they are just looking at this slew of protesters, you know, divided by this bar, right? So I think that the protesters could eventually cross that bar and, you know, make their presence in the way of the people who are actually looking to conduct business.
So why is it good that the protesters might make it so some people can't go to work?
Well, they don't like what the people do when they go to work. And
I generally oppose,
like, what a lot of people do when they go to work.
I mentioned on the show last night that I generally oppose the idea of, say, like, occupying the port in Oakland. I thought that was interfering in people's ability to do business. And I think that, you know, little people can use the port, too, meaning smaller companies could be using that port. And the protesters would have been getting in the way of them. If you want to make the argument that the businesses on Wall Street are inherently tied in with the state, I don't know if that's true for all of them.
They can't. Obviously, they can't. People that work on, let's just talk about the exchange. I mean, every business that stocks fly back and forth on is not some business that has its hand out and received some kind of bailout from the government. And in fact, I would venture to say that very, very few of them are. So to me, this doesn't seem like a particularly liberty-oriented protest. This sounds more like the Che Guevara t-shirt wearing crowd to me.
It may be, but I think that they've already learned from some of their mistakes. Just being with other people who are sharing ideas, they're going to be learning things along the way. Like if you were there to tell them that, hey, not everyone on the stock exchange is a company that got a bailout.
I can't imagine that that's new information to them, but, you know, maybe it is.
I think that it could be. I think a lot of the people haven't thought it all the way through, and they're open to hearing new ideas. They're learning every day.
Well, and so I understand, like, Mark is in a difficult position here of maybe he would want to give that information to these folks, but at the same time wouldn't want to participate in shutting down that particular area, so therefore somebody like Mark's going to stay away from this particular event. And so it makes it very difficult for someone who loves freedom to go in there. But I guess this is my understanding that a lot of the folks at the Occupy movements are upset with not every business, but the big corporate businesses, and especially the
successful
big bankers.
Ones.
The big bankers, well, some of them are successful because they're using the power of the state.
Indeed, everybody has to operate within the state model, but then again, so does everybody else. I mean, like, everybody
just
has
because
to.
You have to operate within the state model doesn't mean you have to use the state for, like, taking people's property and things like that. And so there's that, and you don't have to lobby the state for regulating other companies or regulating your competition, and a lot of these companies do. And
sometimes,
the bankers with whom that these folks are very upset are definitely tied in with the state, and that they're working with this
in a lot of cases
Federal Reserve System. So I'm kind of torn about this Wall Street protest that's planned.
Well, maybe the protest that's planned isn't the highlight that I like to focus on. I think that, you know, whatever their political goals are is secondary to what is now becoming the theme, which is it's about rights now. And I really like that because, you know, people
don't...
That's
just what one person said tonight at the Occupy Keene meeting.
Right.
Oh, okay. But I would agree with them.
There was a lot of agreement on it.
Well, it's become not just for Keene, but for New York as well, because they're being kicked out by the teeth of the state. The police are coming and claiming that they don't have the freedom to assemble freely.
Mm.
And so I
so
think
occupy the police station. Don't occupy Wall Street. I mean,
occupy a place that you feel like you want to occupy. I mean, they are just assembling.
Don't occupy
in a place.
My house.
Well, okay, but they are occupying a park, right? And
now,
hasn't hurt anybody, and that's where they've decided they're going to share their ideas with each other, and they're going to talk, and they're not hurting anybody. So I think that
they'll be hurting the businesses if they of Wall Street if they occupy, and businesses that do business on Wall Street if they occupy Wall Street, and that's what their intent is. And I don't see that as a right in any way, shape, or form. I see that as a usurpation of someone's property rights.
Okay, so I mean, I agree with you. I'm not all about occupying the buildings of Wall Street and getting in the way of people
like
who
the protest.
Want to do business
I get it, that part. I like that people are protesting. However, I think these people have had phenomenal success, and that they're kind of looking, how are we going to step this up? And that there's a bit of a tug of war between sort of the pro-liberty crowd and the the anti-corporation crowd. And frankly, I think a lot of corporations exist that largely have provided value to the world, and that's why they exist, as opposed to ones that exist as sort of leeches to suck value away.
Well, I like your idea of occupying the police station. I mean, for me, that really jives. I think that's where they would need to be focusing on if they're going to assert their rights. But, I mean, these people are lefty, but they're going to figure it out. And they've already learned some things. They're going toe-to-toe with the teeth of the state, as I said, the police. And they're learning that the very same people who are raiding and ransacking innocent people are the very same people that they're asking to be put in charge of everyone's health care and regulate banks and to end wars. And it won't be long before they figure out that they have no chance of success with the government. So,
yeah, and I think it's important to have people like ourselves within that mix to bring that specific message to the table. And that's why I've been involved since day one here in the Occupy Keene movement, which obviously is a lot smaller than, you know, maybe the average big city occupation. But there's a good core group of people that come out. In fact, they're doing it every single day, as I understand it, some level of, you know, sign waving, which, as you say, isn't really a turn on for you. But at the Occupy General Assembly meetings, there's talk about some serious camping, which would be illegal and would lead to arrests, which is what has been happening in Occupy Oakland and Occupy Wall Street and other places as well. So I think that the more liberty activists we can get involved, the more hardcore ideas can be posited, the more we'll find agreement on certain issues, and the more we'll be able to persuade people to the ideas of freedom. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. Healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. And then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com. Coming up February 23rd through the 26th, the Liberty Forum is happening again. It took a year off, unfortunately, this year, but it's coming back, and it's coming back in a big way. We're going to have some pretty great speakers this time around, including Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, John Lott, the author of More Guns, Less Crime. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of that book. He's going to be there. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government will be in attendance, as well as some other folks I haven't taken enough time to really look into, but different folks like Jack Spirko from the Survival Podcast, so going to be kind of like a survivalist speaker, which I know a lot of people are very interested in.
With the economy the way it is, no doubt.
Sharon Presley, and also just announced, I am so excited to get to meet somebody who I consider to be a hero, and that is the wife of Mark Emery, Jody, who we've had on this show many times. She is a heroic lady who has stepped in to fill the very large shoes of Mark Emery, this heroic guy who is spending 5 years in a federal prison cell for the dastardly crime of selling seeds on the internet around the world. He was extradited from Canada to the United States a couple years ago, and he's been sitting in a cage in a federal prison ever since then. And I know Jody is going down to visit him, I think, the week before Porkfest, so she's on her way back up to Canada. She's going to come up and speak at, not Porkfest, but the week before the Liberty Forum. She's going to come up and speak at the Liberty Forum. And she's an amazing lady, and I'm excited about it. In fact, we're going to actually have Jody on the show here in a couple weeks just to talk to her and get an update on what's going on with Mark, because it has been too long since we've had her on the show. So it's a good a time as any to have her back. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can learn more about the Liberty Forum. You can get signed up there. And if you use our coupon code FTL2012, you will save 10% on the already low early bird discounted prices. So this is the probably most affordable convention you'll ever attend. We're talking under $200 for the full weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, full weekend, under $200.
Plus the cost, convention.
Yeah, plus the cost of a hotel room. And the under $200, that includes the banquets. So you're getting fed as well. And, you can still go out and get your own food if you want to.
There's like a fine.
There's a luncheon. There's a couple dinners. So, again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up. Use coupon code FTL2012. Save 10%. That's FTL2012. I'm jazzed up, if you can't tell. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live there as well. So looking forward to seeing you. We continue here talking about the Occupy movements, Occupy Wall Street, rousted out of their Zuccotti Park early this morning, hundreds of arrests. Coming up in a couple days, the occupiers had planned to move the occupation to Wall Street and to actually go. Now, Mark, when we were in New York City, I think it was like the first year that we went there for a talk radio convention, we were sitting on Wall Street, were we not, where there were men with guns and like machine guns and black sunglasses.
Traffic there.
Mm-hmm. No, they actually have barricades. They actually have traffic barricades put up to prevent traffic from going down Wall Street. And rumor has it they're actually preventing just the average person from walking down Wall Street now, unless they have some sort of an identification that identifies them as a worker, somebody who is working there. That's what I've heard. I haven't confirmed that. I don't know if it's true.
We'll
it wouldn't surprise me, though. And so coming up on Thursday, the idea on the occupier side is to go and actually occupy Wall Street and somehow prevent people from going to work. I don't know if they're going to have enough people to be able to successfully do that. I'm not sure how it's going to end up panning out. But it brings up some issues that, liberty-minded people might have with the Occupy movement, and that is that some of the tactics that they're using, we're not all in agreement with. And that can make it frustrating to, on one hand, you want to be involved. You want to be, if you're, in the Liberty Movement, this is a great time to recruit people to, I don't mean like recruit them to sign up for something, but to share ideas with them. I guess that's a better way to put it.
Well, yeah, it certainly helps to have Liberty activists to spread the message to a group of people who are eager to hear a
new message. Ideas.
Yeah, new ideas, some solutions to common problems. But I think whether there are liberty activists there or not to spread the message, I think trial and error is going to teach the people who are occupying the lesson of liberty, because they've already seen the success of people organizing voluntarily without central planning. I mean, there are hundreds of people who have, what was it, thousands who have gathered in Zuccotti Park before, and there were no guns being pointed at each other, saying, okay, well, you have to stand here, or you can put your tent here. They all just figured it out.
They self-organized.
Right. And so I think that they're going to see that, wow, we were able to self-organize. We're just people.
I think you're right. You can certainly learn through trial and error, but it helps to have somebody speak the message that way that maybe you can avoid some of the errors that have been made in the past. So, for instance, when I was at the Occupy Keene meeting tonight, I heard a number of ideas proposed as far as what should be done. And some of them were things that I vehemently disagreed. And eventually, if they actually did go through with these ideas, yes, they would learn that they would fail. But hopefully we could have conversations to kind of head that off at the pass before they even get the chance to apply these things, to say, well, look, you know, we've tried these things before, and here's what happened. So maybe you don't need to repeat what has happened in the past. I think there's immense value in attending these Occupy protests or Occupy General Assemblies or whatever part of the Occupy movement you can attend, to whatever extent you feel comfortable. You know, if they start doing something with which you feel uncomfortable, it's fully within your rights to speak up at that point, as was done tonight. There was some more of an ideological discussion that happened tonight, which hasn't really happened too much around here. There's going to be there was one guy who's been going to all of these. It's the same guy who actually said he doesn't believe he's occupied anything until he's been arrested. So this guy's pretty hardcore.
Awesome.
He's the one that's pushing for the camp out to actually happen in Keene, which I think is pretty exciting.
Very cool.
But this is the same guy who also wants to have, like, a unifying message, some sort of statement that can be made that all of the people involved in the Occupy movement could agree with. And that's a very difficult thing to propose.
But a noble goal. That would certainly help promote the message.
I think so, to have a soundbite, something that everybody could point to. I agree with that. It's also a very difficult platform to reach, simply because you've got people of differing interests and differing viewpoints all right within this same movement. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out, this idea of, well, let's come up with this one message that we can, you know, put on a website or whatever. Or
so is it
spit
a vote
out
situation? Let's vote on it, and 51% of us agree that this is the message. Other 49% of you can go pound salt.
I've never seen a 50. I've never, in my time in the Occupy movement, Mark, I've never seen a 50% or 51% vote go anywhere. It seems like it pretty much has to be close to unanimity. Like, there's different ways. They have these different hand signals that they use, and there are people that you can disagree, and you can also block. So you can agree, you can kind of be an eh, or you can disagree, or you can block something. And you block something when it's like, if this goes through, it's going to cause you to leave the movement. If you don't care that much, then, you know, you don't have to vote on it, or you can vote that you disagree, but you'll still kind of keep going along. Thus far, no one has blocked anything, but then again, nothing too controversial has come up for a proposal. We'll come back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Mark, you were talking about the stocking stuffer program. You're running a contest during the show.
No, did you see it?
I see people posting messages over on the Facebook, yeah. Guessing numbers, apparently.
Yeah, I'm doing number guessing. It's the best I can come up.
It's a good one.
If people have ideas on
how to run a contest,
make new fun contests on Facebook besides guess a number or guess a letter or my favorite color.
So what's the offer right now? Like, it's hot right now,
it's
right?
A Ruger BX-25. You've got 4 hours to guess the number between 1 and 1,000.
What is a BX-25?
It is a type of magazine. It is a large capacity magazine. There's a video.
Cool.
If you go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, you can go to the link and watch the video. It's, people have been asking for it. Ruger has, stepped up this year and created it for
them.
So
a number between 1 and 1,000, they just go to facebook.freetalklive.com and post their guess?
That's correct.
That's easy.
Would you like to know the number?
I think that would kind of defeat the purpose.
855-450-FREE
is the number here. And we were playing with something. If you were looking at the cam during the break there, you notice we've been kind of passing things around in the studio, and they're shiny.
That's right.
Look gold. What are we doing in here?
Physical bitcoins is what we have. MemoryDealers.com. Roger Ver over there sent us some, and they're really awesome. They're different sizes and different denominations, and the idea is to be able to use this alternate currency. Get people using them. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands. They can also be transferred back in a normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Can be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. Again, it's memorydealers.com. And they're very, very neat things.
I'm impressed. I saw them online before. I learned about them before we started promoting them because
yes.
I saw Roger posted something about it on his Facebook profile, Roger from memorydealers.com. And I immediately went because I thought, wow, that sounds really cool. I want to check it out. And I went and I looked at it, and I just looking at the pictures online, they looked impressive. And I have to say, they have met or perhaps even exceeded my expectations. These things look slick, really slick.
They are so beautiful.
And there really is, and there really are plated with gold too. A couple of these are, right? Like the higher priced ones.
Yes, the 100 one is plated in gold.
Pretty cool. You can go to memorydealers.com. You can pick your own up there, right?
That's correct.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So still kind of commenting on the Occupy movement and differing opinions of how things are going within it. Derek's excited now about it, whereas a week ago you were kind of on the fence. You weren't so sure that they were hardcore enough for you, but now you feel like things have been stepped up, the police have been cracking down, and these guys aren't backing down. The Occupy people are regrouping, and they've got another plan.
Exactly. I didn't think any of the Occupy movements were going to make it through winter. You may have heard a speech I made over at Free Speech Friday here in Keene, saying that I think they'll all fizzle out, except for Occupy yourself, you know, I think that's the message that people are kind of getting, that, you know, they are the masters of their own lives, and they don't need central planners or government agents to tell them how to organize their life. They can make their own choices and voluntarily associate with whomever they wish and go wherever they wish, as long as they're not infringing on the rights of others.
Absolutely. Now, Mark, you've never been out to an Occupy meeting, correct?
I don't think I have, no.
You have no interest, right?
You know, it's not my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got enough things to do in the area of activism. For one, doing Free Talk Live and keeping it, you know, the money flowing into Free Talk Live is in and of itself activism. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything that I do all day long is essentially activism.
Absolutely.
Secondly, I have the, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Just definitely, absolutely.
Secondly, the I'm working on Free State Now at freestatenow.com, and specifically a program to get people earning money through freestatenow.com/earn, and been working on that project. That is activism and stuff I hope to do. Plus, you know, I mean, it's just the things that I do. They keep me busy.
So right here, I mean, in the studio, we've got three different levels of involvement. I've been involved from day one with Occupy Keene. I'm involved in their IT division, helping set up websites and online things for them. And, Derek, you've kind of been here and there, maybe involved in the beginning and kind of dropped out recently. Maybe we'll see you showing up again around the bend here after you go down to Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah, my interest is mostly just covering the events because, mm-hmm. I don't have an allegiance to any geographical location. I don't want to occupy any particular space except my own body. So I just want to cover the event and show how it's been changing and how it's grown and what people are thinking about, what's on the front of their mind.
And Mark hasn't been to any of them. So, I mean, there's different levels of involvement for those of us here in the Liberty Movement. And one of the greatest things about the Free State Project is that people can do whatever suits them, whatever it is that feels most attractive, whatever activism floats their boat, so to speak, can be done here. And there are lots of opportunities. And if you come to New Hampshire and you feel like there's not what you're looking for, you can just start it. And other people will jump on board. If you ask people for help, you'll find people that are interested in helping up here because there are so many activists, and many of them are looking for something to do. If you want to be a leader in this movement, all you have to do is take the lead. You just have to say, this is what I want. This
Put your time into it.
Right. Yes. This is my vision.
There are plenty of people who are willing to help out with any kind of activism vision that you might have. It's really great here.
You can take control of the airwaves here tonight. 855-450-FREE is the number. Mark, you had news about Ron Paul, which is, like, pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, this is from Bloomberg.com. Apparently, Ron Paul did really, really well in a poll recently. And we're not talking about a straw poll, although, interestingly, several of the candidates have had their campaigns kicked into high gear from straw poll wins. Ron Paul can win every straw poll from here to the Alaska, and it doesn't mean anything. But when somebody else wins it, it's a big deal.
Wait, Mark, but pardon my political ignorance, but what's the difference between a regular poll and a straw poll?
Straw polls are usually done as fundraisers for political organizations, mostly state political parties. So, like the Republican Party of Florida, Herman Cain won that one, and it kicked his campaign into high gear. Michelle Bachmann won the Ames straw poll in Iowa.
Isn't a straw poll where people actually have to be in a physical location to cast a ballot, like at a Republican convention?
And usually
something?
They have to pay. Somebody has to pay.
Whereas a regular poll, it's usually a telephone poll or something like that, conducted by Zogby or something.
So straw polls are a self-selected group of activists, and Ron Paul tends to do well with them because his activists care deeply about how well he does. And this is the reason that they discount all of his wins and all these straw polls. If you lined up the straw polls that Ron Paul won versus the straw polls that every other candidate won, Ron Paul would beat every other candidate combined. Now, I don't know. I haven't checked that, but I believe that to be I strongly believe that to be a true statement. However, this is a scientific poll, apparently, conducted by Bloomberg. Herman Cain, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich are in a dead heat as the top choices for Iowans likely to attend the January 3 Republican presidential caucuses. A Bloomberg News poll shows Cain at 20%, Paul at 19%, Romney at 18%, and Gingrich at 17%.
That's pretty huge.
That's right. You know, if
19% for Ron Paul puts him in second place,
that would put him in second place.
Wow.
So the reason that they don't think Ron Paul can win, he won a bunch of straw polls in 2008 and then came in at 8 or 9% in New Hampshire and didn't do particularly well. But if Ron Paul can place well in Iowa, it may very well, result in his good placement in New Hampshire. And if he places well in New Hampshire and Iowa, he's a real live candidate as far as folks are concerned. Some people are calling him, the front runner. Some people who aren't happy about it, in fact, are calling him one of the front runners. I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like the media, for whatever their reason might be, is attempting to brush Ron Paul under the rug. However,
well, yeah, didn't he get 89 seconds in the most recent presidential debate?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What?
89 seconds
in a 90-minute debate.
Right.
Total?
Yeah. But, there's an interesting article that posited why Ron Paul has to be, it's in the Republicans' best interest that Ron Paul is a Republican nominee. And I want to tell you about that when we get back.
All right. And by the way, when I was at the Occupy Keene event tonight, it was mentioned that Ron Paul will be speaking in Keene at the college. And there were no negative boos or responses or anything like that from the Occupy folks. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. And it was somebody who said it. I didn't even know. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here. And you can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase that you make. Whether it's brand new or used, Amazon probably sells it. Get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. However, if you're looking for air rifles, there's one place to go.
That's right. Pyramid Air offered is the largest retailer of air rifles, whether they're big bore, medium bore, small bore air rifles in the country. I think it's in the world, actually. They have experts that will guide you through every step of the way in purchasing an air gun, the one that's right for your needs. You can do it right over the telephone. That's what they did with me when I got the Dragon Claw. You can go see the Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. You, for a limited time, you can use coupon code FTL11 to get free shipping or 10% off, whichever is more. Go now and view the amazing Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. Peruse the site and see all the air guns and accessories they have there for you. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
We were talking about Ron Paul actually coming back in a poll here. Was it Gallup or Zogby?
This was Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg.
They polled, was it Republican voters, likely Republican voters?
Yeah, likely caucus goers in Iowa.
And Ron Paul came out with 19%.
Yeah.
That's second place.
Second place by one. And you're talking about a margin of error. These three candidates are within the margin of error. Mm. Kane, Paul, Romney, and Gingrich, a virtual tie. So
huge. I mean, it's huge news for Ron Paul.
It really is.
But you said there was something additional about Ron Paul you wanted to share?
Well, yeah, there's think about this from a strategy standpoint. If you are the Republican establishment, they're probably not thinking this, but it's something that perhaps they should think about. Ron Paul has up to this point poo-pooed the idea of being a third party candidate, but not loudly or
he always does that.
But he always does. And he always does that. And he's always been a U.S. representative running under the Republican ticket.
But not now.
But not now. He is retiring from that position. And
this is it. If he doesn't win this presidency thing, he's done at the end of this term.
That's right. So when you look at most elections are won by a relatively small margin, and remember the presidential election is really no different. If Ron Paul could actually get, say, the 9% he got in New Hampshire, and I'm just saying he gets 10%. just for the purpose. Most elections are decided by a smaller margin than that. So what he could likely do is, and I'm just guessing here, is he could cause whatever the Republican nominee is to lose. Now, maybe there would be more anti-war Democrats that would vote for him and he would cause Obama to lose, but he would change the outcome of the election. So one, as a Republican strategist, would have to really consider, do we want Ron Paul running as a third-party candidate, and how could we prevent that? One of the ways they could prevent it is by not making him a pariah within the party, and then let's let the chips fall where they may and see whether, or push for him to be the, I think Juan Williams has actually made a pretty good case for him. Several people have made very good cases for him. And I think that he would be, of course, I like him as, you know, one of the best choices out there. I like Gary Johnson, too. Maybe
how's he doing?
It doesn't seem to be doing very well. You know, his campaign hasn't taken off. Maybe he'll be the next in the lineup after Newt Gingrich's campaign crashes and burns. But you know, I don't know.
But he hasn't been in any debates, right?
He has been in a couple.
Like the first one.
I think he's been in a couple.
Actually. Recently, though, has he been in recently?
Well, there have been a lot of debates, and you know, people have to. He's not getting much press.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, you know, the end of the story. I don't know whether I'm not going to put him out of the race because it's not my call to make. You know, I mean, I hope
you're going to vote in the primary, right?
Yes.
So who are you going to vote for?
I haven't made up my mind whether it'll be Gary Johnson or Ron Paul.
Really?
I really, you know, I like both of the candidates.
But only one of them has a realistic chance of actually winning, and one of them is far more principled than the other, and the same candidate is applied to both of those factors.
We will see what I decide to do when that time comes. I want to see how the Johnson campaign, because there's a possibility that he gets the bump that every other one of them has gotten along the way, and if that's so, then you know I'm right along with him. If he doesn't get that bump, then you know I think Ron Paul's certainly a good choice too.
The statistics you mentioned, they seem so close. If just a few more people who are interested in electing Ron Paul would just register as Republican or something and vote in the primaries, wouldn't that put him over the edge pretty easily? Aren't there a lot of people who support Ron Paul who aren't yet politically active?
Well, remember, we're only talking about the Iowa caucuses here.
This
in that
the
poll.
Iowa
so this would only apply to people in Iowa or New Hampshire?
Yeah, this matters. In New Hampshire, I don't think at this point that a Democrat can register as a Republican or independent.
It's too late. I can't vote because I'm a registered Democrat.
That's right. But you know, there are places where a Democrat can choose to re-register as a Republican so that they can vote for Ron Paul.
They should do it tomorrow. That way they're not caught like I was, because I had intended, I figured, oh, I still got a couple months left here. I'll just go down to the clerk's office, change to undeclared, so I can, in New Hampshire, you can be undeclared, and then you can declare your party when you go to the ballot, and then you can undeclare yourself again
as you walk out.
And that's the way I used to be. And I thought, well, I can just go and do this. I've got at least a couple months until this election thing. And they said, well, you've got to be 90 days, so sorry, you're SOL.
Yep.
So,
you're a Democrat.
90 days?
For this election.
Yeah. So, I mean, has that time already run out then?
Yeah, because New Hampshire's first, and they're going, what, January 15th or something like that?
I think
or
it's
December or something or other?
No, it's not December. It's early January.
But yeah.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It's within the 90 days. But if you, in New Hampshire, you can actually go and register to vote the same day. So if you're not registered at all, you can go and vote as
a Democrat. Even for the primaries?
Even for the primaries.
Wow.
Yeah. And but it's not that way in most places. In most places, you have to be registered 30 days out before the election. You may have to change your party 60 days or 90 days out before the election. So your mileage may vary. I would recommend if you are a registered Democrat or you are registered anything but a Republican and you need to be a Republican to vote for Ron Paul, that tomorrow you contact the Department of Elections or whatever it's called in your city or state and get that done.
So there's a reason as a Republican that you would, even if you don't support Ron Paul, there's a reason as a Republican why you would want to vote for Ron Paul, and that is because he could run third party and, you know, throw off the election and then Obama gets in. And I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody running third party, but that might be the result. And it doesn't seem like an unlikely result. It certainly would add a mix of randomness to the election. And as
amazing.
A Democrat, wouldn't you prefer to see Ron Paul as the person against whom Obama is running, even if you're going to vote for Obama? So there's a reason for everybody to vote for Ron Paul in the primary.
That all makes a lot of sense to me. And as somebody who's been looking at elections for my adult life, and starting with the Libertarian Party, seeing how third-party candidates have done, it's dismal. I mean, you're talking about 0.5% of the vote nationwide will go to, like, the Libertarian Party candidate, and that's pushing it. But if you have Ron Paul running as a third-party candidate, whether it's the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party, I would imagine he'd go Libertarian because that's what he did in 1988. But if you...
He may not even run under... you know, maybe he'll run just as an independent.
Yeah, but then he'd have to go and get on the ballot in all 50 states, and the Libertarian Party kind of already does that for you.
Okay.
So he'd have the backing of a political party in that case. But if you were to do that, you would have the strength of the Ron Paul movement promulgating a third-party candidate, which has never happened in the history of third-party candidates before. They have their fans, but they don't have the Ron Paul insanity, the madness
right.
of the Ron Paul movement. It would be very interesting to see what would happen in a case like that. Let's get to Captain Ned. He's been waiting patiently in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Ian, Derek. Good show, guys.
Thanks.
Hey,
what's on your mind,
Ned?
Hey, I'd just like to talk real quick about the New World Order media machine marginalizing Ron Paul, just like to try and marginalize this Occupy movement. Neither one's going to be successful. And I'd just like to remind everybody that Winston Churchill said no socialist state can survive without a Gestapo enforcing the restraint of free speech. And that's what they're trying to do, but it's not going to work.
Well, I hope that you're right about that. Certainly Ron Paul is getting out in a way this time around that he was never able to accomplish the first time around, and that's why I say if he's allowed, or if he decides to run as a third party, if he loses the Republican nomination and decides to run as a third party, he could do, even if they don't even let him into the debates, he could have a bigger effect than Ross Perot did in 1992.
Seriously. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's what they're scared of. The Constitution is inconvenient to these guys who want China to be the model for the United States.
Thanks, Ned, for the call. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Derek.
Well, there are also, you mentioned that you're a Democrat registered, so there are 11 candidates not named Obama on the New Hampshire Democratic primary.
Oh, really? I didn't even realize they were even have a primary.
Oh, they'll have a primary. There's the guy that wears the Viking hat every year that runs. I mean, it's not it's inconsequential.
Well, maybe Dennis Kucinich will be in there or something like that. He's not so bad. I mean, he's not great. He's no Ron Paul.
I'd sooner vote for him than Obama.
Yeah. All right, see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.